independent and impartial.
Good morning, I'm Matapelo Moloi. The Constitutional Court will today hear an application by former President Jacob Zuma to have his 15-month prison sentence rescinded. Wosi Chibombe has more details.
Zuma has contended that the Constitutional Court, giving the State Capture Commission direct access to it, has effectively resulted in his imprisonment without trial. He quotes in his court papers a case of contempt heard by the Supreme Court of Appeals, which did not result in jail time for the convicted person, but rather saw his investigation by the National Prosecutions Authority.
The entire N3 toll route north and southbound from Harry Smith in the Free State to Sidara in KZN has been closed. The N3 toll concession says the closure has been forced by the current spate of violent attacks on road users, trucks, security, emergency services and businesses. Last night, the Moy River South Ram Plaza and the Moy River Enforcement Parkhome facility were both set alight. Truck fires were also reported in the vicinity of the Moy and Tugela plazas. Meanwhile, the JMPD says the M2 highway remains closed following violent protests in parts of the country yesterday. Santaco has suspended taxi services for today. Protesters are calling for the release of former President Jacob Zuma. The JMPD's Wayne Minar.
Motorists wanting to get into the city from the eastern side, that's from Leondale and Germiston, will unfortunately have to make use of the N12 and then join the N1 or go N12. N3 and join from the northern side of the city. If they're coming from the southern side, they can go on to the M2 as far as Heidelberg Road and then go on to Elderton or N3 if they want to get to the R24.
At the same time, Metro Rail has announced the suspension of their train services across Gauteng this morning due to the protests seen throughout the weekend. Commuters are urged to use alternative transport. Meanwhile, continuing violence across Durban has forced the suspension of the municipal bus service. The Etiquette municipality has also warned residents to expect other service delivery interruptions over the next few days. And finally, President Cyril Ramaphosa